Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
What an exciting time feeding your baby first foods. And you know, you're never quite sure. Should you use the stuff from a jar? Do you have the time or the inclination to make your own baby food? I did. I loved every second of it. Sometimes it came out into be a gloopy mess. Sometimes it was wonderful. I really feel that it helped my children develop a decent taste ability so that they really try all kinds of foods. But we're going to talk about this exciting time, and my guest is pediatrician Dr. Joanna Betancourt. Welcome to the show, Dr. Betancourt. Let's speak about first foods for babies. What age do we start?
Thank you. The introduction of complementary foods, or what we call solid foods, will depend on the developmental stages of the baby, and usually babies are ready for starting solids between the age of 4 and 6 months. Before that, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding or formula feeding, and so the introduction of solids should not be before the age of 4. It is important that parents know that it's not just an age requirement, but it's mostly a developmental stage that the children or the babies have to reach before we are ready for foods. So yes, it's exciting. I could not wait when I had my first baby to go home and feed her. But we want to make sure that parents have the right advice and they do it in a way that is safe for the baby.
Absolutely. I remember with my first one, too, it was very exciting. Now, first foods, people are looking at the rice cereal, they're looking at the jars, they're looking at all the things. I chose to do rice cereal and an avocado. I smooshed up an avocado with a little formula, and I gave that to my children, and because of the DHAs, and it's so healthy for them. So, acceptable first foods, Dr. Betancourt.
Well, there is no evidence at this moment that a certain sequence of introduction has any advantage. However, the most common recommendation is to start with the cereal, just the way you did it. Usually we start with rice cereal, which we think is going to be easier to digest for babies. Usually we start with two teaspoons full, very little amount. It is important that parents know that we are to mix it with either water, a bit of breast milk, or formula, and we do it in a little cup and spoon feed the baby. It's not meant to be given in the bottle mixed with the formula. So usually we start with rice cereal. We can advance to oatmeal and then barley slowly. Once the baby has had the cereal for a couple of days, like we say like 2 to 7 days, and we know that the baby is doing great, then we can advance to either strained vegetables or fruits. There are many ways to do it, but it's something that we do progressively, and we want to make of this a great experience.
It's such a fun time. Now, do you have a preference for parents if they're going to do fruits or vegetables, especially fruits? Do they have to be cooked? Like, suppose we're doing pears as the first fruit. You can blend the pears up in the blender with a little bit of water, or do you have to cook them? Is it a little too rough to give them pears without cooking them a little first?
Yes, it is recommended for either vegetables or fruits at the beginning of the induction of solids to be cooked. One of the exceptions would be very well mashed banana, but in general the recommendation is to cook the foods, the fruits or veggies, for them to be soft enough that the baby wouldn't have like the lumps that he or she could not choke on it.
I just remember it was such a sweet time when you're doing that rice cereal and they're just opening their little mouths like a bird and learning how to take this food. So how do you recommend we introduce new foods? One every week? Do we just do one at a time, look for any kind of an allergy risk, and then go with a new one? So is there any order you care about?
The recommendations I said before is to start with the rice cereal, which, you know, we do increase the amount to up to a tablespoon full. We do it, we want the baby to be sitting, but you know, for the first feedings, we want to make it fun, and it's a great time for babies to interact with parents as well. So we start with the cereal. I recommend to usually do it for about 7 days or so, and if the baby's doing okay with that, then we can start a vigor of fruit. Again, there's no strong recommendation to do either one first. You could do either one of them. Many parents, when I talk about this in my practice, I always say, well, sweet potato is a good compromise because it's sweet and it's still a veggie. But you start the small amounts. You kind of spoon feed the baby, and you do it for four. Usually they say that the recommendation is 2 to 7 days. You can do it for 4 days or so. Make sure baby doesn't have any reaction to it that could be vomiting or a rash or diarrhea that is consistent with the introduction of this food. And once you have done that, then you can start another veggie or fruit with the certainty that by the age of 6 months or so, baby has already had a variety of veggies, fruits, and even some mashed meat.
Okay, so 4 days up to 7 days, looking for rash around the mouth, diarrhea, vomiting, any kind of sort of allergic reaction, and then we can try another new food. So we should really be doing one food at a time. What I did, Dr. Bettencourt, was make things like sweet potatoes, pears, whatever, and put them in the ice cube trays and keep them in the freezer, mashed potatoes, and then take out the little ice cube and just pop it in the microwave, and you've got homemade food, which I just like that it doesn't have all the preservatives that the stuff from the jars has.
And I'm glad that you're bringing this out. Many parents have the opportunity, and they're so lucky, like you, that they can spend the time making their own foods, and some of us work like crazy, and we don't have time, so we can, you know, we always have the good baby jar food that is also very acceptable. One of the things that I would like for parents to know is there are certain foods that are not safe to be made at home during the first, to be fed to the baby during the first few months of life. And these are carrots, turnips, beets, spinach, collard greens, and even as mentioned, green beans. These veggies, sometimes when they are bought straight from the grocery store, they may contain high levels of nitrates. This is a compound that is naturally found in the nature. Is part of our plant products, but also is used as fertilizers and sometimes as preservatives. So exposing young babies, particularly younger than 3 months, but you know, even during infancy, to high levels of nitrates could cause some type of anemia, a problem with delivery of oxygen to the tissues, and that can make a baby sick. So those, it may be safer to buy those from a jar, since the companies that make the baby foods are monitoring the amount of nitrates in the products they use.
That's really great advice. Now, what about, because we've just learned recently on a show here that eggs, now we can be feeding our children eggs maybe a little younger than we used to. And what a great little first finger food. They're soft scrambled eggs. How old can kids be before we start with the soaked Cheerios in water and scrambled eggs and things?
Well, remember that it is important to make sure that the child has reached the developmental milestones that they need for this. So we want to start finger foods when the baby is definitely sitting up on his own or her own, when they are ready to kind of put the food in their hands and then kind of like feed themselves. Not before that. It's not, you know, obviously not something that we're going to do with a four-month-old baby that cannot do this thing. So it is important that they can sit up on their own and they can use their hands to feed. Definitely we can start eggs. I usually recommend to start the yellow part of the egg first and then advance to the scrambled eggs. I usually do that by the end of the first year with the scrambled, and you can start about 9 months with the scrambled egg.
That is, you know, and that is
with
just
the,
so
sorry,
much
with
fun.
The yellow part.
With the yellow parts, and it's just such a fun time of year, parents. So remember, look for the developmental milestones. At around 4 months, you can start with the rice cereal, and boy, that's a fun time, and I envy all you who get to do it now. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.